AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has tried to rally House Republicans as their already slim majority narrows, but meandered along the way. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It was billed as a meeting to align priorities before next year's midterm elections. But for nearly 90 minutes at the Kennedy Center, the president digressed, defending his actions before the Capitol riot 5 years ago today.
In my speech, peacefully and patriotically.
And joked about being liberal-minded to win transgender support.
I'm trying to get that vote. It's not an easy vote to get.
He also mused about history being against the incumbent president's party doing well in the next election.
They say that when you win the presidency, you lose the midterm.
And the GOP has little margin, with Marjorie Taylor Greene's resignation and the death of Doug LaMalfa. Still, the president says his first year was so successful, Republicans should win in November.
All you have to do is sell it.
If they don't,
I'll get impeached.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Wyoming, abortion will remain legal after the state Supreme Court ruled that two laws that restricted the procedure violate the state constitution, including the nation's first explicit ban on abortion pills. Trump says Venezuela will provide up to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S. Meanwhile, officials in Caracas say 24 Venezuelan security officers were killed in the weekend U.S. military operation to capture Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores. The deposed Venezuelan president and the first lady were brought to the U.S. to face drug charges. The deposed Venezuelan president and first lady were brought to the U.S. to face drug charges. They've both pleaded not guilty. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the death of an infamous spy.
Aldrich Ames was a 31-year-old CIA veteran when he admitted being paid $2.5 million by Moscow for U.S. secrets. The betrayal was blamed for the executions of Western agents working in the former Soviet Union and was a major setback to the CIA during the Cold War. On Monday, Ames, who was serving a life sentence for espionage and tax evasion, died at age 84. In a Maryland prison. Prosecutors say Ames deprived the U.S. of valuable intelligence material for years. Before his sentencing, Ames told the Washington Post he was motivated to spy because of financial troubles. His wife, Rosario, was sentenced to 63 months in prison after pleading guilty to assisting her husband's spying. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.